Good morning. High pressure remains in control across interior New York and New England, keeping the weather dry this morning. In fact, late in the day yesterday, with a westerly breeze, the dew points dropped back into the upper 50s. And this, combined with a clear sky overnight, allowed temperatures to drop back more into the comfortable range. And that's where we're waking up this morning, with readings mainly in the 50s across some of the higher terrain into the lower to mid-60s in the valleys. With the sun coming up and getting high in the sky and hardly even a cloud in the sky today, temperatures will rise quickly back through the 60s and 70s this afternoon through the 80s, with most places touching the 90-degree mark by mid to late afternoon. Exceptions will be across the higher terrain, but still well up into the 80s across most of these locations. That high pressure center will drift off the eastern seaboard tonight. Still, it'll remain dry with partly cloudy skies, temperatures back into the mid-60s with a bit more humidity in the air. In fact, the humidity will creep up a bit more tomorrow, generating more cloud cover. And with a front heading in our direction, we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds and a few pop-up showers or thunderstorms. Not everyone will get rain or storms tomorrow, but a couple of the thunderstorms could produce heavy downpours. And before they develop, high temperatures should surge toward the 90-degree mark once again. A more potent disturbance will head our way on Friday. Skies will be partly sunny, and with increased humidity, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be more numerous, keeping temperatures in the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs. After this disturbance passes through, we'll go back to mostly sunny skies to open up the weekend on Saturday, and the humidity will come down with temperatures in the lower 80s. A couple of showers and thunderstorms possible on Sunday with the next disturbance in the lower 80s, but it looks dry to start next week on Monday and Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds both days with highs in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a very hot and humid air mass will persist over portions of the southeast today. Afternoon high temperatures in this region are forecast to reach 95 to 100 degrees, with the heat index values ranging from 100 to 110 degrees. A heat advisory has been issued for the lowlands of the Carolinas and Virginia. Hot temperatures are also expected over portions of the west. Heat advisories have been issued for parts of the Great Basin in Nevada, while excessive heat warnings are out for the desert southwest, including Las Vegas, where temperatures will push toward 120 degrees. Meanwhile, there is a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of northern Maine, the central plains, parts of the mid-Atlantic, and southeastern Arizona, with gusty winds and hail the primary risks. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 48 degrees with a north-northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 59, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, hot, lower 90s, mostly sunny and hot in Boston in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 88 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 77, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.21 inches for the month, which is 25 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 16.28 inches for the year, which is 5.75 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 12 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 238, that's 59 above normal, and 456 for the season, which is 129 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 97, set in 1955, and the record low, 47, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:21 p.m. 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny and hot today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and very warm to hot today in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and warm today with high temperatures in the middle and upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, hot today with highs right around 90. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the middle to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit more humidity, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with highs around 90. A better chance at a few more showers and thunderstorms Friday, otherwise partly sunny and humid in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny, lower humidity Saturday in the lower 80s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Sunday, but mainly dry, partly sunny, lower 80s. Lower 80s Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, and partly sunny Tuesday with highs back into the middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.